Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The poet and novelist Carl Hancock Rux considers the written word to be a kind of performance art. And I don't mean standing up and reciting a poem. I mean really performing, like with a band. It's actually a tradition that goes back to poets like the late Allen Ginsberg and possibly all the way back to Homer. Carl Hancock Rux's latest album is called Homeostasis, and he and members of his band are here in the studio to play some of it for us live on Soundcheck. Here's the title track, Carl Hancock Rux, on Soundcheck.
I don't understand.
Carl Hancock rocks, and the title track from his forthcoming record called Homeostasis, in a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by some, but not all, of Carl Hancock rocks's band. We heard Ben Tyree playing the electric guitar, Lon Kaiser at our piano, and Hamilton Kirby playing the laptop, which enabled us to get the full sound, Carl,
exactly.
Even though it's just a portion of the band today. First of all, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Am I saying homeostasis right?
Yes, or homeostasis.
Okay.
Stasis, tomato, tomato.
your words. At what point does music come into the process of composing these pieces?
For this record, it came in from the beginning. I was sitting with the pianist who's here tonight, Lon Kaiser, and I was at his home, and I'd just been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra records, and I'd been listening to and reading books and reading about orchestrations and Nelson Riddle and arrangements and all of these things, and I thought, okay, I'd like to make a new record, but I don't want to make a record like the other records that I'd made. I wanted to give more space to music. I wanted poetry to have its place, but I didn't want it to dominate.
So when you're writing a poem, whether it's intended for a record or not, are you hearing a kind of melodic contour to the lines as you write them?
Always, yes. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
The song that I just sang, I think that we started out, Lon and I, just sort of experimenting in his living room. He was sitting at the piano, and I just started to sing a melodic line, and then I think he responded to that line, and then we co-wrote that song, absolutely.
And is that how most of the songs on Homeostasis work, is a collaborative musical effort after you've written the text?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Okay. It's a kind of music that incorporates obvious elements of jazz, electronic music, folk, contemporary classical, with such a wide range. I mean, is that driven by the text as well? How are those decisions made?
I think it's driven by my life experience. I can never get away from, sort of loving so many different kinds of music and wanting to see how they all live in the same room and how they move, how they help move music forward, or move me forward, I am a big fan of jazz, a big fan of classical, a big fan of R&B sometimes, a big fan of soul, a big fan of hip-hop, all those things. And so I think that whenever I walk into a room, even if somebody says, or even if I say, I'm going to make a record that is absolutely a folk record, it comes out like a... electronica, classical, jazz, no matter what.
Well, and some of the people you work with, guitarist Vernon Reed, the pianist Vijay Iyer, the singers Nona Hendrix and Martha Redbone, I mean, these are people who you just can't sort of contain them in any one part of the music world. We actually started with a little bit of your song called Silence Speak Softly, which featured Martha Redbone, whose own last record was an Americana disc built around the poetry of William Blake.
Absolutely.
Now, that was her singing over the phone to you in the studio?
Absolutely. I was in the studio, and I said to myself, I want a female voice on this. And I was, joking around in the studio, kind of doing my own Billie Holiday impersonations or whatever. And
Wait, what? You're what?
I do these Billie Holiday impressions.
Okay, we're going to hear one now.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, come on.
Silent tree. So I was doing my own circa 1959. Uh-huh. So,
Billie Holiday on an off night.
On an off night, right. And so... So I called Martha on the phone while we were in the studio, and I said, and I sang her this line that I'd written, but me impersonating Billie Holiday, and said, okay, don't do what I did, but make it better. And she started to sing, and then I just put the phone to the mic, and we recorded her that way.
Well, we're speaking with Carl Hancock Rucks. The fruits of his labor can be heard on his fourth record called Homeostasis, which comes out on April 30th. He and the full band are here in town playing at the Apollo Theater, both tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 each night. Martha Redbone, Nona Hendrix, they'll all be there as well. The album has a number of songs, Carl, that take on big topics, which is something you've tackled as long as I've known you. The song Trouble seems to be a kind of, not so much a political commentary as a commentary on political commentary, the doublespeak and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. I mean, I wrote that poem before I was thinking about this record. And I was writing it around the time of the presidential, election, and just being bombarded with, what the Republicans were saying, what the Democrats were saying, what the newscasters were saying, what everybody was saying, the things that are on Facebook, what everybody's responding to, that we're in trouble, that we're not in trouble, that we're going to be okay, that we're not okay, that and all these things, and I thought in a way, my God, we actually sound schizophrenic, there seems to be no agreement. So I didn't even want to make a commentary about what the politics of the nation were. I didn't want to make a commentary about what the politics of the nation are as much as I wanted to make a commentary about what the psychology of being political can be, especially in a time of elections.
Where the political discourse seems to go for the lowest common denominator.
Right.
All right, you want to do Trouble for us?
I'd love to.
All right, I'd love to hear it. It's one of my favorite tracks off the forthcoming record by Carl Hancock Rux. The album is called Homeostasis, and once again, members of Carl Hancock Rux's band performing live here in the Soundcheck studio. This poem/song is called Trouble.
I say we are in trouble. I say we are determined to regain your trust. To be sure our troubles are real. We are in trouble. I believe though we are in trouble, we are not in real trouble. We must not succumb to some trouble, to the gloom-doom diatribe of economic failure or corporate collapse. The last minute million, billion, trillion dollar bailout of people in trouble. We who are deployed, and all of you who make us unemployed, we are in trouble. We are. We are. Sacked and subsidized, without insurance, we are in trouble. Though our troubles are real, we are not really in trouble. I have no trouble with the growing, glowing anti-American sentiment that troubles our nation. It is trouble. We are in trouble. I have no trouble with the trouble of double talk and the walk of aggressive foreign policies or the frustrations of troubled relations. Let us not forget our troubles. Social unrest at the behest of price fluctuations, the war zone of peasantry. I believe we are in trouble. In the trouble of a non-existent labor force, the inflation of financial turmoil on soil ripe with discouraged initiatives. Yes, it is troubling, but our troubles are not real. We are not in any real trouble. I believe in trouble, in the recessionary fires and the dire aftermath of class and carelessness, lest we forget our troubles. I went to bed and slept through the dysfunctional infrastructure of an impassionate, dispassionate enterprise. I believe we can do anything as long as we know we are in trouble. I believe we can do anything. We must not bail out a troubled nation, without imposing tax cuts to capitalists whose fists are all up against the wall, and our finances all unsupported efforts left to trouble wherever it is. The initiative is trouble. I said we are in trouble. Can we be ourselves in trouble without running for cover? Our days of trouble are over. We must inflate the deflated morale of a hospitable nation and reinvigorate the will to distill and dissuade and reduce any and all reliance on God or goodwill. Still, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. We are in trouble. We are. So for this reason, the privileged few who do not know the poverty rate, who do not frustrate the state, should remain that way. We should allow our wealth to trickle down like a drop of spit. We should sit reliant upon this trouble. We are in trouble, but we are not in any real trouble. My trouble with trouble is the failure of the petrochemical and oil industries and widespread reluctance of people to believe in the days of cotton, sugar, and slaves. That way of timber and rice and deforestation, of pine and paper pulp, which was the gulp of our nation once? Yes, we are in trouble. No, we're not in trouble. We're not in trouble. We're not in trouble. We're not in any real trouble.
Song is called Trouble, a troubling song from Carl Hancock Rux, which will appear on his new record, Homeostasis, out on April 30th, but you've heard a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by members of his band. The full group performing tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, both nights at the historic Apollo Theater, with guests like Martha Redbone and Nona Hendrix and others. And Carl and the band performing here in the Soundcheck studio for us as well, and giving us a look ahead at some of the songs from the new record, his fourth. This final live performance is called Final Hour. Once again, Carl Hancock Rux, live on Soundcheck.
Seems like all our dreams getting lost in apathy, see. Hard to see, we don't seem no like we want to be, no. We don't seem like we can talk, oh. We can talk, we can talk. If you want, I've got an aisle, only about a quarter mile. Show you around a ruined town, ancient myths and things I found. I've got a secret mind, I kind of finds the divine now. Nature of the gods in me, always at odds with me. All these places, wine-soaked hills, faces, running still with old canals. We could sip the earth a while. We. Here we are, the final hour. 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 Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. The final hour. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. The final hour. Let's not waste. Here we are, the final hour. 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 Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it, the final hour. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it, the final hour. Let's not waste.
The Final Hour. Music from Carl Hancock Rux. It'll appear on his forthcoming record, Homeostasis, which is out on April 30th, but that's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Vocals by Carl Hancock Rux, Hamilton Kirby playing the laptop, Ben Tyree, the electric guitar, and Lon Kaiser at our piano. And Carl, just quickly, Homeostasis, the idea of, you know, maintaining a stable environment,
exactly,
equilibrium.
Yes, maintaining balance.
That's,
I mean,
that's got to be your career goal. With
that's my,
you know, as a novelist, poet, singer, songwriter,
and as a human,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
as a person. I think we. It's so easy to think that you are maintaining balance, and it's so easy to think that maintaining balance itself is an easy task.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily. It takes some work, and it takes some meditation and some concentration and, of course, discourse.
Well, and you're looking forward to the new novel and a new opera both coming up later this year.
Very excited. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Good luck with striking that balance, maintaining that equilibrium there. Carl Hancock Rux with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Carl, nice to see you again. Thank
it's
you so much.
Good to see you.
This is Soundcheck.